This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The way that it's going to be painted right now, they're really only kind of see it. It's like, okay, it's like everything's in color to us. They're getting a black and white version of it. That's what the jury's going to see. And suddenly they'll walk out of that courtroom afterwards, whatever decision they make, and go, oh, holy shit, the world's in HD and color. And like, well, I was seeing this fuzzy black and white version of it. No wonder I didn't see most of the case. I mean, it just completely sets him up for, you know, a lot of appeals on this, which I'm sure would be granted judging by how crooked this whole thing has been. If he were to be granted an appeal on this, which I think would be likely if we're going to assume he'll be convicted, you know, what's the likelihood that would that go back to Gull at some point? Would it be tried again in the same court with the same judge, or would something like that have to be moved somewhere else so he could get a more impartial trial?
Well, you know, the state Supreme Court has already visited a ruling that was made by Judge Gull, and very rarely do they ever overturn any decisions made that were that important, which was she said that the attorneys had to be removed from the case, and they overturned that. So they, I believe, are following this and watching this very closely. You know, in any realm, whether it's law enforcement or judges or prosecutors, they all know each other. Mm-hmm. It's a very small circle. And, you know, they certainly don't like to slap the hands of another judge. Mm-hmm. I just have to believe they're going to be watching this very closely. Will it go back to her? I don't know. I mean, of course, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
I know. But you always have to kind of think, you know, 10 miles down the road on this case.
Yeah, this case, and you know, Tony, what's really disappointing, and normally I am not one for cameras in the courtroom. I don't want cameras in the courtroom. I like how they did Armstrong's case, you know, the woman who murdered the bicyclist who was having an affair with her lover. This was in Texas, and they said, listen, we're going to watch opening, we're going to watch closing, we're going to watch the verdict. Other than that, it's behind closed doors. And this hugely publicized case ended up being done in about, I think it was just a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and no issues, no problems. I understand that that case was very cut and dried compared to something like this. But recall, in Delphi, they've only put 2 weeks, I think, on the calendar for the whole case.
Yeah.
That told me a lot. She's cut it all out. So now they might be able to get it done in 2 weeks because only one side's going to be able to say anything.
Exactly. There's just no accountability. And it just seems like, yep, this is how we're going to do it. We don't really care what y'all think. This is just the way that we're going to do it here. It's a miscarriage of justice even before we get into the trial, just the way it's all been set up. The blocks of the card, the tower of cards here is set to fall without a doubt. And it's all preventable. I think that's what's kind of shocking to me. It's like, if there's a wrong way to do this case, a wrong way to put this all together, Gull has done pretty much every step of that. I mean, maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe there will be some sort of crazy piece of evidence that will come out here in court and make us all go, oh, that's why they've been like this about the case the whole time. I just don't, I doubt it though.
I don't know, Tony. I really think it from the get-go when they arrested him and they, you know, after he confessed when he was in jail or not jail, mm-hmm. he was in maximum security prison out 1 hour a day. When he made those confessions, I always said they must be amazing. And I think that they just are so convinced that this is their man. And like I said, he might have done it. You know, we don't know. Because if you just look at the probable cause affidavit, it's so flimsy. And there's so much other evidence out there. The crux must be these admissions. And further, you know, he's made supposedly many more. And I've always said, how in the world, after about 5 years, did they even put their eye on a CVS clerk? How? And I always wondered, did his loose lips sink him early? Did he confess to somebody and that person went to law enforcement and that's how they really got on him? Because something happened. But I'm just throwing that out there. We'll see.
I know, but he's the one who called. He's the one who raised his hand and said, hey, I was out there. You know, that to me gets me too. It's like, if you're the one who did this, why would you be? He didn't admit to doing anything. He was more like, can I help? Like, I was out there that day. Maybe there's some information. I don't know. If you weren't out, if you had nothing to hide, I don't think, if you have something to hide, I don't think you're raising your hand to go and draw attention to yourself. This whole thing is just nuts. And yeah, I mean, those confessions, there's a lot of them without a doubt, but at the same point, he's literally confessing and then taking a bite of poop. So, you know, it's, you know, I don't know how much you can weigh that as being the sound mind of someone, or more so someone's survival instincts kicking in saying, you know, I'll tell you, I killed Kennedy too, if you want me to, if it gets me out of this hell that you're putting me through.
Well, exactly. And that's such an important point, but that is why Judge Gohl is there as a judge. And I have to tell you, personally, my experiences with judges, I just am in awe of them. Most of the judges I've ever dealt with or been a part of, been involved with, oh my gosh, they are so amazing. I look up to them. But now, you know, since I started advocating and being part of the true crime community, it's probably once a month that, and it just happened, right? This person raped a little kid. And she gave him bail, and he's out running around right now. I've seen decisions made by judges over and over again that are jaw-dropping, and specifically with Judge Gohl, my whole issue with her has always been, why in the world did you put him in max security without him being convicted? That is just something I will never get over. And then secondarily to that, how could you take away his defense attorneys? Mm-hmm. It was overturned, but those were the two red flags that I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, it seems like it's another country we're talking about when we're talking about this case, where it's like, oh, that's just how they do things there. This is not another, this is America. This is not how we do things here. But apparently in Judge Gull's jurisdiction, it is. And I would not want to be tried for any crime there, because I don't think it's going to turn out too well for anybody. When they already seem to have the narrative lined up. It's a disturbing one.
Well, and we're not going to be able to watch it, Tony.
Exactly.
Back to that point I was making with cameras. You know, I'm not a big person on cameras, but man, do I want to see this trial.
Yeah.
I tell you, it makes me want to just take off 2 weeks of my life and world and go there and watch. I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. But boy, for those people who are doing that, you know, hopefully we get some real facts as to what's happening from the reporting that happens in that courtroom.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I know we got somebody that's going to be on the ground at the case every day. So it will be very fascinating.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.